every room in the school has got access to music which is played through the central office. There's different channels. And that's in every room in the school, so that when the children are being changed, they can have music. And apparently the children are responding really positively. This is one of the nursery classrooms. We have two. The main room is 65 square metres. In the old school, it was between 30 and 35. In addition to the 65, we have a sensory room, which is equipped with special sensory lighting, computer equipment and so on, which the children can use either on a one-to-one basis or perhaps by themselves. And then we have a hygiene room which has got a shower bed and facilities so that the children can be changed in a very pleasant environment. And again we have the music everywhere. This is our splash pool, which is designed to give children water confidence, and it's got a full sensory package in here as well, and it's just a lovely environment to enable them to get confident in the water. These are different programs, and the children can access them. She'll be coming to you. These are called sensory panels, and they're in all the corridors. This is the soft playroom. It's got a ball pool and a complete padded environment, so it's very safe for the children. You can do a lot of PE activities here. We've got some steps up onto a sort of a bridge, got a tunnel. And that bridge will lead into the ball pool, and there's hoists so that the children can be taken out of their wheelchairs and they can play in a safe environment. Very, very popular. In the last school we had a lot of problems with wheelchairs and standing frames cluttering up the corridors, which means that the children couldn't really walk safely because they would be falling over them. In here we've got special bays which have been built to accommodate the standing frames and the wheelchairs, and as you can see it gives clutter-free corridors. This is our sensory room, and within here the whole idea is that you're developing their sensory awareness. You've got a bean bag which has got a vibrating speaker within it, and when you crank up the volume of the music it vibrates more. Got bubble tubes, you've got infinity tube, digital projector where you can put on various images, you've got a colour control panels, and you've got panels on the wall which you've got a music. So again, you know, we're trying to develop the children's sensory awareness. This is a special piece of kit which we bought. It's called OptiMusic, and basically these units will fire down a laser beam onto the floor, and it will enable somebody with limited movement, just a head movement, a hand movement or whatever it is, to be able to create some music. And in the hands of somebody who's as expert as our music specialist Andy Pitcock, it's wonderful for the children. They can really get into making music. Our rebound therapy room, which is basically a trampoline in a pit, so that the trampoline bed is actually flush with the floor, and it means that we can do sensory work and rebound therapy work with individual pupils. It's basically, some people call it trampolining, it isn't trampolining, it uses a trampoline, but what you're trying to do is to stimulate the senses of the child, so as they're moving up and down it can change the way in which they perceive things.